I said, it's still a rescue operation. I'm able to speculate on that. We've seen from previous incidents globally and nationally that people have stayed alive for a considerable length of time. So this will be a protracted incident, and we're continuing to search. And I'm clear it is still a rescue operation.
Where does this rank in terms of operations that Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue has done? Is this the most number of men you've committed to an operation?
It's not the most number of men. It's not that resource intensive for us. We've got specialist crews. As I said earlier, this is a national incident, so we are liaising with all our national teams. However, this is an extremely complex incident, even for our search and rescue teams who have experience of working abroad at other scenes of collapse. So they found this really challenging because of the nature of the building and because it was being prepared for demolition. It's an unstable building which has been made more unstable. Sorry. We've probably got about 20 Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue staff involved and support teams, and we've got four teams, national teams, that are on site from Hampshire, West Midlands, Buckinghamshire and Merseyside, and we are getting specialist support down from Cheshire, as I said. So this is really a national incident. I think this is really positive that the Fire and Rescue Service, through support from government, has come together and to provide this support. Our thoughts are still with the families at this point, so I would ask for your kind of remembrance about that they are still here, and please, you know, if you can report this, bearing in mind the family situation.
Can you tell us any more about how many people were on site at the time of the collapse? I believe 50 were treated for smoke inhalation and dust.
Yeah, the numbers we have, I'm not quite sure. I mean, the numbers are 47 that were treated for dust. There were five that were taken to the John Ratcliffe Hospital, two with major injuries and two with minor. I don't have further details, you'll have to liaise with them. And obviously, unfortunately, the one deceased individual. And then we have three missing. So that's the numbers that we had on site at the time. It's not an explosion. We had that confirmed. There was no explosion. I think the noises that were heard were just the collapse, the noise of the collapse, and obviously the amount of material that has come down. So it has been treated as a collapse. Building was being prepared for demolition, as I'm sure you're aware. So something has happened. The police are leading now on the investigation supporting the HSE. That's ongoing, so I'm unable to comment any further at this time.
You mentioned the families of the missing men. How are they being supported?
Thames Valley Police are providing family support for those individuals. They are liaising with them. Most of them are contracted company from the demolition, from the north of the country. But Thames Valley Police are liaising with them and providing family welfare and support for them. And for the family of the deceased. Okay, if there's nothing, thank you. Thank you, everybody.